Today, Attorney General John Ashcroft announced criminal charges against a CIA contractor for the fatal beating of a prisoner in Afghanistan. It's the first charge against a civilian in the prisoner abuse scandal. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Federal authorities arrested 38-year-old David Passaro today in North Carolina. The former Army Ranger had worked last year in Afghanistan as a contractor for the Central Intelligence Agency. His job was to assist U.S. military personnel at a base located near the Pakistan border. During this assignment, Passaro helped detain and interrogate an Afghan man named Abdul Wali, who is suspected of launching rocket attacks at the base. Attorney General Ashcroft today explained what took place during those interrogations on June 19th. 20th, 2003.
It is alleged that Passaro beat Wally repeatedly using his hands and feet and a large flashlight. Wally died in a cell in Assadabad base on June the 21st, 2003.
Passaro, a resident of Lillington, North Carolina, faces four counts of assault, including assault with a dangerous weapon.
Each of the four charges carries a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine.
The arrest and indictment of Passaro mark a turning point in the prosecution of prison abuse cases. The Defense Department and other agencies have launched multiple investigations, but until today, only military personnel had been charged. David Cole is professor of law at Georgetown University.
It's significant that the Justice Department is now bringing criminal prosecutions.
But Cole says as a prosecuting body, the Department of Justice may be compromised. He points to department memos that reportedly have already concluded that torture may be justified.
The very entities that are doing the investigation and the prosecution wrote the memos that are the guideposts for essentially for criminal defense. And I think that raises serious questions about whether the Justice Department and the military are capable of investigating and prosecuting these crimes.
Cole points to the somewhat lenient assault charges brought against defendant David Passaro. He says tougher charges are available under anti-torture law. Amnesty International agrees. The group's Jemana Musa says the charges announced today also add weight to the argument that the abuses are widespread. Her group is trying to get more information on additional reports of detainee deaths.
Amnesty International has requested access to detention facilities in Guantanamo Bay, to detention facilities in Iraq, to detention facilities in Afghanistan, and wherever else the United States is detaining people in the name of the war on terror, but they've been systematically denied, so there's no independent human rights organization that's been able to monitor any of these.
It's been almost 2 months since the first photos of prisoner abuse inside Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison were revealed to the public. Attorney General Ashcroft today stated that the abuses reflect a betrayal of American values by a small group of individuals.
Their actions call us to the defense of our values, our belief in decency and our respect for human life, through the enforcement and the rule of law.
Ashcroft says the Justice Department will continue investigating several more suspected abuse cases referred to the department by the CIA and the Pentagon. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.